We all know the term, let's go. I want to take it up a notch or a thousand. Let's grow. I want to welcome you to Sweet But Saucy, the Bliss Point podcast. I don't know how many times I've said this, easily over 100, but I don't get tired of saying it. And I have recorded so many podcast episodes, some of which you haven't even heard because I didn't want to release them because they were, I wanted to say imperfect, but that was not the point. It was not about them being imperfect. It was really about the fact that they were not positive enough. I want to give you uplifting content. I want to give you concise and precise content and authentic content. And those three points or criteria have to be met: uplifting, precise, and authentic. Because what would you do with an episode that was uplifting and authentic, but I just talk for 30 minutes without actually getting to the point? What would you do with precise and authentic if it wasn't positive? And what would you do with uplifting and precise if I came across as fake? And as always, I don't write a script. I don't even think about exactly what to say. I have this very rough concept, or rather a topic in my mind that I just want to talk about. And in this case, it's this topic of let's grow. And I just realized when I listed those three points that really matter to me while making this podcast, they were exactly the right thing. They were the right definition. So that's just an example I want to point out to you of the fact that we often overcomplicate things. We don't need to sit down and analyze everything or think things through for hours and hours on end because I literally just said what I really meant. And sometimes the things we say that come out of us, unfiltered, it seems, are better and more true than what we come up with if we sit down and analyze and craft and try to precisely articulate things in a perfect manner. Perfection is an illusion, and it's definitely keeping us from getting to where we want to go. So please keep this in mind. Move on. Go ahead imperfectly and trust that you have the right intuition, you have the right thoughts, you have the right feelings within you. And listen to yourself while you speak. Listen to other people when they speak. They tell you everything you need to know. Sometimes it's between the lines. Oftentimes it's in the way they say things. This is a lot about trusting yourself and your own abilities and the fact that your intuition is literally what connects you to God. So if there is one thing, one entity, one energy, one that is perfect, it's God and nothing else. Nothing else comes even close. So don't question that. Just roll with it and grow with it. And the reason I named this episode Let's Grow is really that I think that I have evolved out of my old self, so to say, that was a loner and that felt misunderstood and like I didn't belong and a little weird. Even though I didn't really act on it, I always felt that way. And today I'm like, you know what? I want to embrace that. And I'm fine with fitting in partly. I'm fine with belonging to certain groups at certain times for a specific reason and not for the entirety of my being. I think it's an illusion to expect a group of people or like a place to be 100% perfect for you if it's pre-existent. I read a quote that said something along the lines of, "The place that I belong to will not exist until I create it." And I believe more than ever that it's not about fitting in. It's literally about creating the environment and the tribe and the family and the circumstances that you want in your life. And it's somehow this magical sweet spot between drawing existing people, places, situations into your life and creating something on your own. And you can observe so much and so many places there are patterns of behaviors of certain things happening in a certain order that tell you a lot about the nature of humans and the nature of society and the nature of life and things like polarity or seasons, just as a basic example. And I have now fully understood that life is growth. There is no life without growth. And I have been able to remove all pressure from myself by fully accepting and honoring and loving who I am. And this has been an incredibly long journey. And placing my own needs above everyone else's. Because if I don't do it, who is gonna do it? Be the hero of your own story and be the hero of your own life. I have removed all pressure because I know how awful it feels to think that you're not good enough and to feel like you're not good enough and to try to compensate for that lack inside of you through overdoing it and constantly ignoring your needs and your actual wishes and desires. That just makes it worse. So growth for me is not negative anymore. I know I can do it in a way that feels good, that feels right. And sometimes growth means laying the foundation in your particular way. We are all different. I mean, just look around. We don't just look different. Internally, we're just as different. We have different strengths and personality traits and temperaments and just things we like. And that is so fascinating to me. So do not compare your journey of growth with anyone else's, because that would be unfair. It would be unfair to them and it would be unfair to you. For me personally, growth is, and I'm learning this more and more, is really about laying this foundation from the inside out, building myself up internally when it comes to my emotions, when it comes to my thoughts, when it comes to my attitude towards life and the way that I show up. And people might call this a slow progress, but when I compare where I was 5 years ago, I have come a long way. And I know that I'm creating a stronger foundation than I ever could imagine. And sometimes we do not know what things and experiences and encounters with people are good for until much later in life. So even though you may feel like you're struggling, or not even struggling, but maybe not getting ahead, like you're stuck, I can tell you, you are not stuck. You're preparing for the next step. And it's important to honor those moments and to really keep going and to trust in your own abilities and your own ways, and especially the fact that you were brought here for a reason. You are here for a reason. And even though we all kind of struggle figuring that out, sometimes we just have to get out of our own head, try something, and see how it goes. And we'll learn through this experience. And that is something I am learning right now, is that sometimes you just gotta do something and be active in order to see that you have impact and that you matter and that what you say you'll do, you actually do and accomplish, and everything else will fall into place. Another thing I've realized, and I want to leave you with this, is it's important to let go of the things that don't serve us and of people and situations and places and circumstances that do not any longer serve us. Maybe they were good for a season, but I think that it's truly a problem, even though I don't like this word, but it's truly a problem if people hold on to what they have already outgrown for too long, because that's when they artificially keep themselves stuck. Sometimes you feel like you're plateauing, and that is totally normal, but consider whether you have actually outgrown your life, your current life. So growth is beautiful. It's scary at times. It's challenging at times. It's very unique, and sometimes it's unbearably slow. And in hindsight, we often think we could have gone much, much faster, but that's just because now we know what we know. Back then, we didn't know, so we had to learn. and I'm committed to becoming a better version of myself constantly. What would make you a better version of yourself tomorrow? Just think of that. What could you do or stop doing in order to become 1% better tomorrow than you were today? And I strongly believe that if we start asking this question every day, and maybe reflect on how we did that day in the evening, then we're unstoppable. Because you should also realize that most people don't do this work. Most people don't even ask themselves those questions. Because it's easier to stay where you're at. But easy isn't fulfilling. So I personally choose fulfillment over everything else. And I want to know at the end of my life that I made the best of what I had. And that I made the best out of all the gifts I was given and the beauty of life and the energy and time I was gifted, the health I was gifted, the family I was gifted, the things I was gifted, and all of the resources around me, including the people and connections and my talents and my thoughts and my abilities. Commit to yourself and commit to using your time wisely, because you'll never get it back. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your time. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to subscribe, recommend this to someone you know, and rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.